Okay, so you know, I'm generally someone who's pretty wary of wellness products promising the moon.
A healthy skepticism.
Exactly. But I have to tell you about my experience with T-Burn. I've been trying it out, and honestly, I'm really impressed. The results have been fantastic for me.
That's quite an endorsement.
It is. So for those of you looking for maybe a simpler way to support your weight management efforts, this might be, well, really interesting.
So what exactly is T-Burn?
Right. So T-Burn is this powdered supplement. It comes in these little individual packets, which is super convenient.
Yeah.
You just stir one packet into your tea, hot or cold, doesn't matter. And it's designed to help, boost your metabolism and support fat burning.
Simple enough.
Very simple. And look, if you're already intrigued by this, maybe you want to check out the special discounted pricing we've got. There's a link for you right there in the description.
Good to know up front.
Definitely. So today we're going to do a deep dive, really take a closer look at what makes T-Burn tick.
We'll look at the ingredients, right?
Yeah, the key ingredients, I'll share more about my own experience, and we'll use the info we've gathered from the ultimate guide we looked at. And the goal is really just to give you a clear picture, help you figure out if T-Burn might be something that fits into your routine.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, T-Burn comes from the same people who made Java Burn, which got a lot of attention.
I saw that.
Yeah, so this guide we reviewed points out that T-Burn is specifically formulated for tea drinkers. Same idea, supporting metabolism, fat burning, but made to mix right into tea.
And that was a huge plus for me. I drink tea every day anyway, so it was completely effortless to add this in.
Seamless integration.
Totally. So the information we have highlights some key things inside it, like green tea extract, L-theanine, chromium, and caffeine.
Familiar ingredients in this space.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at green tea extract first. We hear about that a lot with metabolism. What's the actual thinking behind that?
Well, the guide does touch on this. It explains that green tea extract has these compounds, catechins, and one specific one, EGCG, is really thought to be the main player in supporting metabolism.
EGCG, right.
Yeah, some studies suggest these catechins can influence thermogenesis.
Thermogenesis. That's basically your body burning calories to produce heat.
Exactly. It's that internal furnace idea.
Got it. Okay. And the guide also mentions L-theanine. That one caught my eye because it's supposed to help with focus, but also maybe reduce stress-related eating, which, let's be honest, I can definitely relate to.
That's a really key point. Including L-theanine is quite strategic, you know. T-Burn has caffeine, obviously, for energy.
Right, you feel that.
But the L-theanine is thought to kind of smooth out the edges. It helps counteract potential jitters from the caffeine and promotes more of a balanced alertness, focused energy, not frantic energy.
Yeah, and I have to say, the energy has been great. It's smooth. I haven't really had those usual afternoon slumps nearly as much since I started.
That's a common report.
And the material also talks about chromium, right? For helping keep blood sugar levels stable.
Yes, chromium plays a role in insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism.
Which could explain why I've noticed fewer cravings, especially those mid-morning or 3 p.m. snack attacks. It feels like it's tackling things from a few different angles.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And it's probably a good moment to step back and remember what the guide emphasizes too. T-Burn is meant as a supportive tool.
Oh, absolutely. Not a magic bullet.
Right. It's designed to work with a healthy lifestyle. You know, balanced diet, some regular activity. It doesn't replace those basics.
Definitely, and that's exactly how I've used it. No crazy diets or anything, just consistently adding it to my morning tea. And honestly, reading the experiences in the guide, they really matched up with what I felt.
What kind of things were people saying?
Well, increased energy was a big one, better appetite control, and yeah, positive changes in weight over time. There's a story from a Sarah, I think, who felt way more energetic all day, and a Michael who said his snacking basically disappeared.
Interesting. Consistent themes.
Very consistent. It's really encouraging. And hey, if you're listening and feeling curious about trying it yourself, seriously, don't forget that special discount link in the description. It's worth checking out.
So yeah, that improved energy and appetite regulation seems to be a common thread in the user feedback highlighted in the guide. It does also mention, just for transparency, that like with anything containing caffeine, some people might notice a little sensitivity initially,
Like jitters.
potentially, or just feeling a bit more on. But the guide suggests these effects are usually mild and often fade, or you can manage them by just being aware of your total caffeine intake during the day.
That makes sense. For me, if there was anything, it was super brief, like the first day, maybe. Okay, so the guide also clearly distinguishes this from Java Burn, right?
It does. Both aim to enhance a daily beverage, but Tea Burn is specifically optimized for tea. The formulation is different.
So if you're not a coffee person, this is the one tailored for you.
Precisely. And the simplicity factor really stands out in the guide, too.
Oh, yeah. It couldn't be easier.
It's just that single packet. Stir it in. Hot tea, iced tea, whatever you like. That ease of use is a huge advantage. Makes it much easier to stick with it consistently.
Totally agree. No extra steps. No weird routines. Just tear the packet, stir it in, done. The guide we looked at even had, like, a sample meal plan idea and suggested light exercise, showing how it fits into a bigger picture.
That integrated approach is important. It reinforces that Tea Burn can be a helpful part of a wider wellness strategy, not the whole strategy itself.
Right.
The guide also mentions briefly that Tea Burn works well with different kinds of tea. Green tea, sure, but also black teas, even some herbal ones.
Yeah, I've tried it with a few different ones. English breakfast, green tea, even a peppermint tea once. It mixes in really well, almost tasteless, maybe a tiny hint, but nothing unpleasant.
Good to know it's versatile.
Very. And it is interesting that the guide points out that green tea itself has potential fat-burning support properties, so mixing Tea Burn with green tea feels like maybe a synergistic boost.
Yep, that's the idea. Combining ingredients that work well together.
But it's good. It works with others, too, if green tea isn't your favorite. And again, if you're thinking about trying it, maybe with your favorite tea, that special discounted pricing link is waiting for you in the description.
It's also worth mentioning the guide does refer back to the scientific rationale for the ingredients.
Right. It wasn't just random stuff.
No. It explains again how the catechins, like EGCG and green tea, are thought to influence those metabolic processes we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it revisits how chromium is involved in glucose metabolism, linking back to managing those potential cravings.
It definitely makes you feel more confident knowing there's some science behind how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
The guide even answered a question I had, does the tea temperature matter? Like hot versus cold.
Ah, yes. And what was the takeaway?
It seems the main benefits really come from the Tea Burn formula itself, not so much whether the tea is hot or cold.
That makes sense. I mean, a warm drink might feel comforting, maybe have a tiny metabolic effect on its own, but the heavy lifting is being done by the synergistic blend of ingredients in the Tea Burn packet. They're designed to support your body's natural fat burning processes.
Okay, so wrapping things up a bit. As we've kind of explored here, Tea Burn really does offer a super convenient way to potentially, you know, enhance your weight management efforts.
The convenience factor is high.
Definitely. From just how easy it is to use to the positive effects like the energy boost and appetite control that I felt and that others reported too, it's really designed to just slip right into your daily tea habit.
Working with your routine, not against it.
Exactly. And speaking just from my own experience, it hasn't been some crazy miracle, but it's absolutely felt like a positive, helpful addition to my routine. I'm really happy with it.
That's great to hear firsthand.
So if you're thinking, maybe I should give this a try, definitely check out the link in the description for that special discounted pricing. It's a really good opportunity, I think, to see if it could be a good fit for you too.
And it's worth remembering, as the guide also points out, results can vary from person to person.
Of course.
And consistency is key. Plus, it works best alongside those healthy habits we mentioned. Diet, activity, it's part of a puzzle.
Absolutely. It supports the effort you're already making. So maybe just think about it for a second. Could adding one really simple step to your daily tea ritual be that little bit of extra support you've been looking for?
A good question to ponder.
To find out more, and one last time, to take advantage of the special discounted pricing we've talked about, please be sure to visit the link in the description. It really is a great chance to see if Tea Burn can make a positive difference for you.